The lights are coming back on slowly in Puerto Rico. Its electrical grid was all but destroyed by Hurricane Maria, and rebuilding will be a massive effort. Hawaii's experience in managing electrical grids on isolated islands could prove invaluable to the Puerto Rico rebuilding effort. Kyle Data of the Ulupono Initiative has been appointed to a Transformation Advisory Council for Puerto Rico. He spoke with Chris Vandercook about the effort.
Puerto Rico is very, very similar to Hawaii in terms of island nation, island-type grids, dependent on oil, relatively high electricity prices.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the main questions that's being posed is, going forward, how should we rebuild Puerto Rico? Because the fundamental issue they have is all the people are on the north side of the island by San Juan, and 75% plus of the generation is on the south and lower sides of the island. And there's transmission lines crossing the island that, of course, turned out to be very vulnerable.
Yeah.
So you have the generation sort of in the wrong place. Secondly, what generation should you rebuild with the same fossil generation, or should you just switch now to renewables, which makes sense? Then to at least discuss, talk about, and see, just like we just went through, what makes sense and what's the right level, as well as distributed renewables. Interestingly, although there was a couple of catastrophic failures of wind turbines, which were put, unfortunately, in the wind tunnels of the island, about 80% of the renewable energy power plants, even after both hurricanes, were able to turn back on, which is great. So a lot of the photovoltaics turned back on. So the other natural question that's happening right now, even as we're trying to get power back to everybody, is there's a lot of people in villages, in the mountains, in the remote areas that, you know, it's expensive for the Puerto Rican utility, which is known as PREPA, to build the distribution lines, rebuild them all the way out there. And there's a question of, look, shouldn't you just put in microgrids right now as part of the recovery effort, right? Put in the solar and the batteries,
yeah,
the other things. And that's a real possibility, and there's a lot of people that could get power faster. And my understanding is some of the larger companies like Tesla and Sunrun are willing, prepared to, you know, go in tomorrow and start, you know, putting in that equipment. And there's some folks that are willing to pay for that. Because it's ahead of, just like we don't have regulatory treatment for microgrids, it's ahead of that whole question and who would operate them and whatnot. But as you can imagine, there's a real opportunity to look at, if you're going to rebuild, what makes sense. Because the report just came out last week. The utilities in the New York area,
right,
experienced Sandy, the engineers and planners, and the Department of Energy, and some of the national electric power experts, just finished a major initial report on just the grid side of rebuilding Puerto Rico, and it's a very expensive bill. It's $17 billion. And as you know, the utility is bankrupt, so a natural question is, what if other people put in the capital?
And as you said earlier, this could really be an opportunity. It wouldn't seem to make a lot of sense to simply rebuild the system that they had, because there's some built-in inefficiencies and you know, economic problems with that, right?
That's right. So what the Puerto Rico Utility Board did was they said, you know, we need to relook at our forward-going plans. And they contacted me because of my prior background and the national energy expert at both Booz Allen and Rocky Mountain Institute. And they assembled a technical advisory board. They asked the technical advisory group, the council, to then work with the board of the utility as an advisory to really two plans. One plan is, as we're going forward to look at how do we rebuild the utility, please provide your advice and counsel. But they also have to have a financial plan of how do we get out of bankruptcy. And the two go together, as you can imagine. Our task is to provide advice to the board about both activities.
No way to tell at this point what they're going to choose, is there?
No, the work has to be done. We're just, even now, just trying to formulate the questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And And it's good that, as you know, Hawaii just went through 5 years of this, right? Which way should we go?
Mm-hmm.
So we're sort of down the curve on how to ask the questions and how to analyze these questions, and we're a very similar kind of a situation electrically.
Talking of Hawaii's energy future, do you think it's viable to go from the least energy efficient to the most energy efficient in a foreseeable period?
In our state?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think we just went through a process that of in-depth planning to look at the different alternatives, and I think the Public Utility Commission agreed with the majority of the folks involved in that process that we can go down the renewable path and be more affordable and more resilient, kind of lower our costs and increase our resilience against these kinds of natural disasters, and of course use less fossil fuel and be more climate friendly. So right now there's a win for everybody, in part because the price of batteries and storage dropped so much. So now we can put on much more reliable, what's called firm, solar and wind onto the grid at either the larger utility scale or at the smaller in-your-home scale.
Well, it really does seem as if it's a viable possibility for both Puerto Rico and Hawaii, long-term anyway.
It is. And there's another very interesting lesson from Puerto Rico already that we're able to discern from the reports. You know, as you know, the hurricanes back-to-back triggered the loss of power, which then triggered a humanitarian crisis. They lost communications, they lost water, and they lost power. They lost the ability to move fuel. They had challenges with even, you know, fire and police. It wasn't like they didn't have backup systems there, just like we have backup systems. So they had backup systems too. Turns out Mother Nature is a bit stronger than man, and so those backup systems themselves got inundated. So one of the interesting things that I think will be applying to Hawaii that they're doing right now is, and we part of this plan, is identifying where all the critical infrastructure elements are and then how to really do what they call defense in depth. You know, how do we predict not just winds, but winds and rains and floods and mudslides and all the things that Mother Nature can do to us and still keep these facilities in operation? And I think all of that information and then the possibility of designing microgrids around them, depending on where they are, may be very, very, very valuable, because Hawaii is also going through another planning process right now called the grid modernization planning process, where our distribution grid will be looked at in depth in terms of what do we do. And so there's a number of lessons that we're hoping to take from this work we're going to help Puerto Rico do and take right back to Hawaii, so that we can learn from them. They may learn from us about how to put in affordable renewables and how to put those on the grid. We're clearly the nation's leaders in that, and we can help them. I think we can learn from them. Gosh, if we were to have that kind of hurricane, and just remember, the Big Island almost got hit with two back-to-back hurricanes, I think, last year, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
So that's the point. They were gonna got hit by one, survived it, but then another one just wiped them out. So, you know, we recognize that this could happen to us. So I think there's some great lessons that they're going to teach us, and I think there's some great lessons that we hope to teach them that will make both island communities stronger.
That was Kyle Dada of the Ulupono Initiative, an impact investment firm founded to positively affect Hawaii's ability to grow its own food, develop renewable energy resources, and better manage waste. Kyle was recently appointed to the new Transformation Advisory Council, which will assist in the development of a long-term vision and transformation execution plan for the power system in Puerto Rico.